ABC Radio Australia.
Let's start in Kiribati, where the government has made an extraordinary attempt to deport suspended High Court Justice David Lambourn. Now, Mr. Lambourn is an Australian and longtime resident of Kiribati. In a spectacular showdown on Thursday, he was taken to the airport and officials tried to force him to board a flight out of Kiribati. He's now out of immigration detention, but the case has highlighted the breakdown in relations, it seems, between the courts and the government of President Ta-Nehisi Maumau. Joining us now is former President Anote Tohunga, who will chat to us about Kiribati's current situation. Maori, and welcome to Pacific Beat, Mr. Tong.
Maori, good morning, and I'm very happy to join you this morning.
And now, the Kiribati government defied a court order, in fact, to attempt to deport Mr. Lambourn. What are your thoughts on this? So, do you believe the country is facing a constitutional crisis?
Oh, I think quite a number of things have been happening to raise concerns about the constitutional questions being raised. You know, as you may be aware, you will be aware that the Chief Justice himself is under investigation and suspended for the time being. What has happened in this case is the case with Mr. Lambourn has taken up a predominantly political dimension, of course, with his wife being the leader of the opposition. And it seems that government may be overreaching its authority and maybe impinging on the separation of powers that is fundamental to our democratic system of government.
And we have requested an interview with the government and with the President Maumau on this. We're still waiting for a response. But for yourself, Mr. Tong, as a former president, why do you think the government is trying to get rid of the Chief Justice? Is it, as you said, all political?
Yeah, I think basically the problem was a mistake with the unintended lifetime appointment of the judge. I don't think that was intended. But the contract should have been carefully checked before the president actually signed. And so they were quite happy for that until after the last election, when the wife of Mr. Lambourn became the leader of the opposition. And then things became a bit difficult, and I think the government perhaps found itself unable to live with the wife of the opposition being a judge in the High Court, and so attempted to remove him. And of course, he took the case to court and lost. And of course, the government lost that case. They've since taken it to the High Court, the Court of Appeal. And I understand that the Court of Appeal was about to hear and rule on it, and then they withdrew the case again. And so the ruling of the High Court, as I understand it, still stands. And for all intents and purposes, Mr. Lambourn is still employed and is still a judge as far as the courts are concerned.
And does that mean what you're saying is that Mr. Lambourn is employed for life in that position then?
I think the appointment, I suspect, was that. But instead of resolving the issue some other way, they forcibly tried to cancel the appointment, and that would have been a breach of contract. And of course, the High Court ruled accordingly. But I think the matter needs to be addressed. I had the experience of a similar High Court whose term of office had run out, and I didn't renew it because the reports were not positive. But there was that limited tenure as opposed to what Mr. Lambourn has, which is a lifetime appointment.
Now, I guess fundamental to most democracies is the separation of the government and the court system. Now we're seeing that sort of separation bleed over here in Kiribati now. Are you concerned that this might lead to further, I guess, issues of democracy in your country?
Well, I think there are clear signs that this is happening. I don't know what is bringing this about, but this is not the first time that something like this has happened under the government. Of course, as I said earlier, the Chief Justice himself is under suspension and under investigation by a tribunal established in accordance with the Constitution. There's been no report coming forward yet, and if there has, it's not being made public. And so this seems to be an assault on the judiciary. Whatever the reasons are, I don't know, but that is bringing about concerns. Now, cases cannot be heard because in the High Court, because there is no, the High Court is not functioning. There is no Chief Justice and there is no judge.
If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia, we are speaking to the former Kiribati President Anote Tong. We're speaking about the developing, it seems, constitutional crisis. And as you just mentioned, there's the failure of the courts to support cases there in Kiribati. That's after the government ordered the deportation of an Australian-born High Court justice. Now, for many people outside the Pacific, it was quite strange to hear that there are Australian-born and foreign judges presiding over the bench. In fact, there have been talks that it seems quite colonial to have an Australian-born High Court justice there. What are your opinions and thoughts on that? Is this practice still necessary?
It's not unusual. It's not the first time that it's happened. And Kiribati is a small country, and so there is, I think, sometimes the feeling that if a Kiribati High Court judge was appointed, then it's more likely than not that he would have some kind of a link or relationship with the people involved. I think how true that is, I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's a way around this. But I think there is that apparent lack of confidence in the local judge by the people themselves. I think they want somebody so independent as to be appointed from overseas. Mm. That's been the case so far.
Do you think that might have, the fact that Mr. Lamborn is born overseas, born in Australia, could have made it easier for the government to get rid of him?
Oh, I think, the deportation order would not have been possible with a local judge. I don't know how they would have handled that. But apparently they're not finding it easy to do that now. The deportation has been difficult. I understand that, they tried last Thursday and cannot. There was a flight yesterday, but apparently the Solomon Airlines is also not unable to put Mr. Lamborn on board. But I believe now, instead of, doubling down on all of this, I think the government and everybody should sit down and discuss this, work it out so that we don't, I'm sure we are sounding like an unstable government to other our neighboring countries and internationally, and this is not good for our reputation. We've always been, I think, pretty conventional, hardly radical in the past, and this is way off track, and it's a new experience for us.
Yes, we'll see how it all unfolds. Mr. Tong, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Minnie. Thank you.